Merry Christmas from Las Vegas.
Before we get back to that interview with Joe Williams, here's Joe and Sarah Vaughan with a Christmas song.
Just ask me how do I feel. Ask me now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing.
From the moment we kissed tonight, that's the way I've just gotta behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light. Or if I were a banner, I'd wave.
Ask me how do I feel, little me, with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be a swaying.
And if I were a watch, I'd start popping my spring. Or if I were a bell, I'd go ding, dong, ding, dong, ding.
Joe, now all you gotta do is ask me how do I feel from this chemistry lesson I'm learning.
Explain it away, baby.
Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bridge, I'd be burning.
Yes, I knew my morale would crack from the wonderful way that you looked.
Boy, if I were a duck, I'd quack.
Or if I were a goose, I'd be cooked.
Ask me how do I feel. Ask me now that we're finally caressing. Joe, if I were a salad, I know I'd be splashing my dressing.
Sass, if I were a season, I'd surely be spring. Or if I were a bell.
Oh, if I were a bell.
If we were a bell, we'd go ding, dong, ding, dong, ding.
Our in-studio guest is Joe Williams, and we have several phone calls talking about European jazz. It's pretty healthy over there, isn't it, jazz?
Well, it's always been very healthy over there. They know more about it than we do here in America. They study it. They make sure they know about the artist. They know who is playing the music. I mean, from the guys that from the drummer, they can tell you who's on drums or who's on piano or playing bass or guitar or the horns. They make it their business to find out who is making that noise, that music,
mm-hmm.
that touches them.
The American jazz situation with the big bands, some of these, you mentioned Mercer Ellington, there's some good bands carrying on the tradition in America still yet.
Louis Belson has a big band. I'm working with him on Saturday in Sacramento.
Yes, we get into Sacramento. Where are you going to be playing up here? You know, offhand? It's kind of on the spot.
McCaslin Park or something like that.
Okay, I'm sure those people up there will know about that. That's a famous name in Sacramento.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they'll be able to find it. Joe, how many dates a year you work? A couple hundred, I guess, huh?
We've tried to hold it down to around 40, mm-hmm. 40 weeks a year, and have the rest of the year off to play a little golf and take some pictures and enjoy myself and lay around and pretend I'm retired.
Besides music, what would be your passion at this moment? Golf or taking pictures or something else?
Life. I mean, life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on with the new stuff. It's okay with me. Whatever, yeah. Really, I just love it all. My wife and I eat our way around the world. You know, it's one of our biggest houses.
Well, I started saying you're looking in pretty good shape, and so does she. She's a pretty lady. So, I mean, you guys, if you evidently have found a secret to stay slim, because both of you are trim, you look good.
Well, she's a darn good cook, and we just eat our way around the world. I call her up from him and say, You've got to taste the fish here. Oh, you've got to taste it. It's marvelous. I'm really looking forward to going back to Brazil. And
what kind of delicacies do they have in Brazil? What's
delicacies? They have something down there called feijoada.
Called what?
A feijoada.
Uh-huh.
And it's greens chopped up real, real fine. And they still are crunchy when you eat them, you know. Green vegetables.
Hmm.
And
they steamed or something?
They are. They must be. They steamed, cooked in, cooked with pork, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with cured pork. And talking about taste good, they also have a breaded thing, which is a little like couscous, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like the bread, like we use for cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. Only it's been cooked very, very slightly, and you can rub it like in your hand, like meal. And it's very, very good with the greens and the pork chops and rice and
that's in Brazil.
Black beans.
Yeah, now that sounds good.
Oh, God, it's good.
You're making me hungrier. Oh, I'll tell you, speaking of Japan, did you try sushi or do you touch that?
Oh, yes, we had some sushi and some shabu-shabu.
I've not had that.
You haven't?
No.
Well, they slice the meat very, very thin. And they have a boiling water in front of you.
Uh-huh.
And you take your chopsticks and you pick up a piece of meat and you let it just barely turn color in the hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Then dip it in the spices and eat it.
Sounds
And the vegetables, you put the vegetables in as well in the water. And then the last thing you do, you put the spices in that you were using, and you stir and you make a broth, a soup. And the last thing you do is you have that. You used to have a marvelous restaurant in, our favorite restaurant, in fact, in San Francisco called Mingeya, which that had great, absolute great shabu-shabu.
Do you pick your own songs out, or you
Certainly do.
Okay. Well, that's one of the requirements, I guess.
Look, when you get my age, you do what you want to.
And, we'll be right back with Joe Williams in studio on the Las Vegas Radio Show.
Thank you.
Was our Las Vegas Memories segment for this week. We'll be back with more of the Las Vegas Radio Show Christmas Edition. Don't go away. Why visit the Grand Canyon in Arizona? Marv Mason knows why.
Mainly because the Grand Canyon is known as one of the seven natural wonders of the world.
No one gives a more personalized tour or knows more about the Grand Canyon than Marvelous Marv.
My main thing is education on the geology, because the Grand Canyon is a life record. It shows us where we were at one time on the planet with the continental drift and all the layers that were laid down by sediments, and then how the canyon was carved. And, of course, the views, you know, picture doesn't do it justice. But it's nice to have somebody there tell you about it that's lived there.
It's the best way to tour the Grand Canyon. Marv picks you up in a modern van at your hotel in the Grand Canyon area and takes you on a day-long tour. Contact Marvelous Marv Vacation Tours. Call and talk to him personally. 928-707-0291. Or visit his website.
MarvelousMarv.com. Real easy, real easy.
Christmas week 2008, and we're looking back at the past, all of the memories of Vegas. You know, there's no place like Christmas in Las Vegas. Lights everywhere. Yep. They have lights all the time. But this year we had something very special, a snowstorm. And so I thought, since we've talked about Frank Sinatra, we need to give Dean Martin, another member of the Rat Pack, some equal time.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow.
Okay, you Frank Sinatra fans, since it's the holidays, we'll give you another Christmas present. Here's Frank Sinatra in a Christmas classic.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan. snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams.
Something related to this broadcast. For instance, we were doing Las Vegas memories earlier. I guess we still are. I got an interesting story to tell you. I tried to get Don Rickles on the air one time and I couldn't do it. He was always busy. So this was back in the 80s. And so what I did is I just put together my own Don Rickles interview, the way I would like to have had it go, from a couple of recordings of Don Rickles. So this Christmas, I guess I'll play the present I never got, an interview with Don Rickles.
Don, what do you think of Johnny Carson?
Johnny Carson?
Yes.
Oh, Johnny Carson has talent, you know. It just doesn't come out across the screen.
How about Joey Bishop?
Joey Bishop is my very dear friend, and I've been with Joey many, many times. And Joey has one problem. The program is done in English. And Joey has a problem of making it flow. Joey, his tongue gets hung up in his throat sometimes. You know, like, hey, It's like a bad bus going on a frisk. My back hurts from carrying these people. Johnny Carson said to me only the other day, I gave him hot farina and he went back in his little crib.
Johnny Carson, though, has been on television, I guess, as long as anybody with a regular show, really. He's been on there forever.
I mean, how are you going to say to a man like this, you're not on anymore? The body could disintegrate right in front of you. The man's head is wrong, definitely a wrong head. The head was put on an angle, and it ruined him.
I noticed you were booked in the Golden Nugget here in Las Vegas at the same time the National Finals Rodeo was in town. Are you a big rodeo fan?
You know, you're so annoying. I don't understand you. I'm sitting here like a moron, like I'm going to discuss rodeos with you. Want to go outside and look at a cowboy sweatband? I mean, what am I going to do with rodeos? We'll put a bell on your nose. I'll ride you around for a half hour. Notice I said on your nose. But, I mean, rodeos never interested me. You know, here he is coming out of shoot number two, Harvey Dickman. And Harvey Dickman comes out, and first thing you know, he's on top of a bus going to Encino.
Well, anyways, you know, Don, I also do stand-up comedy. I've been a comedian for some time.
That's your opinion, and you're annoying me.
No, what I was going to mention was that I used to do, and still do, a lot of opening acts for music groups. Now, I know that you progressed past that, but years ago, did you work with such groups like I did, like the Turtles, Electric Prunes? Have you ever done anything with the Electric Prunes?
I think prunes are good, but if they're electric, you could mess up a great deal of things. prunes are rough on you, but when you got some wires in you and you got them working on electronic process, you could destroy yourself. You could pass away just eating prunes. No, the electric prunes are a fantastic act. You know, I myself go for the pits. But I don't know what this is all about. What are you bugging me with the electric prunes? Let them get a day job someplace at a fruit festival. What do I know? Peel an orange if that relaxes you. Hum on an old lemon. All of a sudden it became a fruit show. I'm talking here about people. She's asking me about electric prunes.
Talking with Don Rickles. Don, now you've not had a great record as far as TV ratings go.
Did you ever see a Jewish kid punch you right in the mouth? The reason for that is we were a flop. That was the reason.
What do you really think about the Nielsens?
Well, the Nielsens, it's a great system, really, because they have somebody in a hot bath sitting there with electrodes on his head telling him, try to move your eyes, you're going to be a judge of what's a funny show. Now, when they break up at the Beverly Hillbillies, which is on 6 years, with a guy in a wagon and a bell tied to the back of his leg, and some old woman in Kansas goes, Harvey, I love it, I love it. You know we're in trouble. Now, anybody that watches television and laughs is not included in the Nielsens. They find somebody with a dread disease that has about an hour to go, some old leper in a village, and they let them judge. So whoever Mr. Nielsen is, I want to wish him a little baby pimple on the middle of his lip. And I hope his wife kisses him and he gets sucked under.
You know, all the comics, we always talk about dying on stage. And I just wonder, Don, have you ever thought about dying in real life?
Dying? I figure when I go, I'll have about 40 cars at Riverside Chapel in New York with a motorcycle escort. I do plan to have my uncle to show up in his bathrobe. He dresses for nothing. I plan to have my aunt throw herself on the casket because my father owed her money. I do think my wife probably will be there and not know what the event is. That's the kind of wife I got. She'll probably look up and say, did he die? I think in death we can make humor in death. You know, if you die, it would strike me funny. I figure when I die, I want to be hit quick. You know, why hang around and have the eyes dance a little bit and have the family lean over trying to pick up where you kept the money? You know what I mean? It's murder when they all lean over the bed. Where's the money? You know, and they're cutting off the oxygen pump. So I just want to go have the shoes turn up and have a guy go, that's it, Harry. You know, put me on a dump truck and take me out to the park.
Don Rickles.
Okay, so, Don Rickles, if you're listening, eat your heart out. You should have done the interview, my man. Anyway, wherever you are in the world, thank you for listening as we have presented Christmas from Las Vegas. If you've never been to Las Vegas during Christmas, I would recommend it. It's very interesting to see people from all over the world. Some are lonely, by themselves. Others bring their entire families. It's a season of joy and happiness, and especially this year, a season of hope. On behalf of everyone on the Las Vegas Radio Show staff, thank you for listening, and Merry Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, if the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. A shot.